Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So the focus of this week's podcast is all about the power of beliefs. Now, have you ever noticed when you have a problem, something that's playing on your mind, when you sleep on it, the next day it just doesn't seem as bad? It's something that I've realized that, you know, where I could react on one day, I've realized that when I sleep on it, it just doesn't anywhere feel as bad, and therefore I can tackle it better. And it makes you realize the power of beliefs, because you believe something one day, whereas the next day, the emotions have been taken out of it and allows you to see something else or believe something else. And so the power of beliefs is really important, I think. And during this current climate, we're going through an awful lot of challenge here, whether it's on a personal level, looking for a job or job security, or if you're a senior leader or a CEO or founder of your own organization and trying to navigate the world right now to get through the next 6 to 12 months with cash flow and everything else. There's something hugely important about the power of beliefs. And often when you mention power of beliefs, it's easy to get caught up in happy, clappy, positive psychology. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I want to focus on is the framing of some of the challenges that we see or that we experience. Now, just to help with the context of this, I want to just share a quote with you. This is by Greg Baden, who's a New York Times columnist and scientist. And his quote is, "We are never more than a belief away from our greatest love, deepest healing, and most profound miracles." Let me just repeat that. We are never more than a belief away from our greatest love, deepest healing, and most profound miracles. I have to say, I love that quote. Never more than a belief away. And this is the thing about beliefs. I think human beings, we have been built to create beliefs. We make meaning from things around us. But beliefs are very, very powerful for us. And they compel us to do things that most people wouldn't do. It's the reason why some human beings go and climb Everest, just because the power of belief, the spirit of adventure, overcoming adversity, you know, marathons and going to space and all the stuff that we as human beings do, the great things that we're capable of. It's all born out of beliefs. And I think as organizations right now, you know, that we're going through really challenging times. And I mean, in the UK alone, we've got ONS data till June. So if you look at the quarter on quarter GDP, so April to June versus the previous quarter, the UK economy was down 19.8% GDP. Up until July, unemployment was at 4.1%. No doubt that's much higher now. So we're going through really tough times. And how do we keep our heads in amongst the time when people are losing theirs? It's this emotional contagion. And again, it's not belittling the seriousness of what's going on out there. But in order to make sure we make the right decisions, to make sure we make informed decisions, we've got to make sure that we take really cool steps in terms of how we react. And it's going back to that point that, you know, I know when I sleep on a problem, it doesn't feel as bad, or at least I have a better way of dealing with it. So how can we do that as organizations and individuals? And this is the point about beliefs. So whilst things are bad, believe it or not, there are people out there, entrepreneurs, who are setting up businesses for the first time during the pandemic. What's driving them to do that? Did they not get the memo that the world's teetering on the edge of, you know, this crazy recession and this COVID? Of course they did. They're not oblivious to that fact. But inside each one of them, there will be a compelling vision of a belief of what they can do different, whether it's adding value, whether it's disrupting the market, whether it's changing the standard. They are creating something that's going to be different, and many will go on to succeed. And so when you come across organizations like that, you think, how can some come in with vigor and energy, and others be worried sick about how we're going to cope. And again, this is not about positive, happy, clappy stuff. This is about reframing situations so we can make sure we're taking the right steps to better deal with them. Now, when you, as if you're a senior leader of an organization, if you're the CEO, the founder, there's a huge focus on creating a strong identity, and that's linked to beliefs. When we can get people to believe in something and to join in and get involved and help shape that belief, it creates a compelling picture for the future of what we can create. You know, if you ever come across anybody who has a strong vision of what they want to create inside, etched in their mind, and they've got a plan of how they're going to do it, you can't help but feel compelled to join them. It's attractive. You're drawn to them naturally. I think it's just this human spirit that we're drawn to this excitement, this energy. And yet that doesn't change the context of what we're dealing with. What it does do, though, is create this vision that people want to get involved with. So as a leader, as an owner of a business, how strong is the vision you're creating? And I'm not talking about ticking boxes. I'm not talking about wordsmithing a nice mission statement or a purpose. I'm talking about bringing something to life that people say, wow, I want to be involved in that. I know COVID's going on. I know there's a challenge, but I want to be involved in creating this. And it's happening right now with organizations that are starting from scratch. So how can we go about looking at our organizations to say, what's our compelling vision? Where people will say, wow, let's make that happen. And so it's reframing the situation to really add value, to look at how we can do that. I came across another quote by Mahatma Gandhi on beliefs. And the quote is, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny. So what thoughts are your beliefs shaping right now across your organization? Or if you're looking for a job, what thoughts are your beliefs shaping? And those thoughts, what words are they then creating? What's the narrative that you're telling yourself about the world around you, about you, your skills, your quality, your abilities, or as an organization? What's the communication going on across the organization? What's the story that's being told? And as a result of those words, what actions are being taken or not taken? And therefore then, what are the habits and what are the values that that's shaping? So it's just worth taking a step back here to say, in this climate, organizations are going to suffer and are suffering. But it's worth going back now to say, as human beings, one of the things that makes us so different from a species and anything else going on or anything else around us is our ability to believe in something and bring that to life. Against the odds, against the data, against the statistics, when we believe with vigor and real energy, we know we can pull off almost miracles. So therefore, how do we now regroup our teams? How do we regroup our companies to say, what do we believe and how are we going to make this happen? Not wordsmithing a fancy statement, but saying genuinely, let's get people involved. And this can't be driven from the top downwards. It's got to be involving everybody across the organization to say, what do we believe? There's a concept called the social identity theory. And it's about where leaders, where we can create an identity, a strong identity across an organization, instead of a them and us. That's where the power comes across an organization. So it's creating that strong identity. And, you know, if you think about it, how can you measure beliefs? Well, it's through measuring identity. How aligned are people to an organization? Measure that and you'll understand how people's beliefs align to each other. So I want to go back and share that quote again right at the beginning from Greg Baden. We are never more than a belief away from our greatest love, deepest healing, and most profound miracles. What could you believe across your organization? How could you share that? How could you involve people to shape that? And then execute it. Imagine what we could achieve. And if you set up an organization, you set it up with a dream in mind and look at what you achieved. And each one of us in our careers and our lives have pulled off minor miracles that we never thought we would ever pull off. We all have the ability to believe and create. So now's the time to believe and create. And it might just mean that we reframe the current situation. We go back and examine the narrative we're telling ourselves to say, how true is that? But is there another narrative that might be going on as well? So look, that's all from me today. I'm Rich Sander from The Engagement Coach. It's all about beliefs, the power of beliefs, and how our beliefs can shape our thoughts, our words, our actions, and ultimately our destiny. Please join us again for our weekly podcast where we'll have more views, thoughts, and guests talking about employee engagement, leadership development, and everything else in between. That's all from me today. I'm Rich Sander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.